welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today, we take a look at sustainability, both in a broad sense and in print in particular. We're joined by Francis Edmond, who heads up sustainability for HP Canada, Canada's most sustainable tech company, to discuss the benefit of greening your customers' print environments, both for you and for them. We'll talk about the circular economy and resource scarcity, HP's Montreal connection on closed-loop recycling, results of recent research that shows employees are demanding their customers be more sustainable, and the business benefits of being green with your print approach for customers and partners alike, particularly those who are in managed print. We also share some strategies and some tools you can use to build awareness in your customer base. I apologize for my voice. I'm just getting over a bit of a spring cold, if it is in fact spring out there. But the good news is, my interview with Edmond was recorded before I got sick, so you won't have to hear this for much longer. Until the very end, of course. So let's get into it. My chat with Francis Edmond. Francis, thanks for taking the time. Appreciate your joining us.
You're very welcome.
I want to take some time to talk about sustainability because obviously that's your bailiwick, that's your baby, and you guys have done some research into it. It's a big focus at HP across the organization. I guess most generally, can you kind of start us off maybe with a little bit of an overview of what HP is doing in terms of sustainability in print?
For sure. We've been focusing on sustainability, as you say, for a long time. And in fact, all the work that we've done in Canada in particular has led us to be able to say that we're Canada's most sustainable technology company. And obviously, if we're going to make a claim like that, we want to be able to back it up with some data. I think from the print perspective, one of the things we've been doing for nearly 30 years is taking back and recycling cartridges. And it's become increasingly important to think about that. Canadians love to recycle. But one of the things we need to do is create markets for those materials that you bring back and do the recycling from. Mm-hmm. And this is related to the circular economy, the traditional economy where we dig materials out of the ground, we make something, we use it for sometimes a very short period of time, and then throw it back in a hole in the ground is not sustainable on a right. planet where we could potentially have 10 billion people not in the not too distant future. So the circular economy is really the way to solve that problem of resource scarcity. And there was a report came out a few weeks ago from the United Nations finding that the extractive industry, that's the mining mm-hmm. and the food production industries, are responsible for 50% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions and more than 80% of biodiversity loss. So if you think about that, you know, digging stuff out of the ground and throwing it back in a hole in the ground when we're causing those large scale impacts on the planet really doesn't make sense. Mm. And I think Canadians have grown up knowing that they want to do recycling, but they haven't really understood that need to close the loop and bring those materials back into use. So HP's been pioneering this process called closed-loop recycling. And when we sourced globally for an expert in plastics recycling, we ended up in Montreal, which is a fantastic story because it's Canadian know-how that is enabling our global closed-loop plastics process. And if I just gave you one little snippet to remember, we don't get enough cartridges back, which is part of the problem here. So we have to add in used plastics from other sources. And today, we are using 1 million used drinking water bottles a day in this wow. closed-loop process. So that's always a stunning statistic that really sticks with me. So, you know, we're all concerned about plastics in our environment. We're concerned about greenhouse gas emissions and biodiversity loss. The simple act of giving your cartridges back to us and letting us do the right thing with them helps solve all of those problems. Isn't that great?
It's certainly a big component, isn't it, to reducing the footprint of what we do with print.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And the numbers on the footprint reduction are significant as well. So, you know, not only is it the right thing to do, it prevents that mining from having to be done. It gives us a lower footprint, and prevent stuff ending up in landfill.
And, you know, this is it's something that you guys have talked about. And certainly we hear a lot from businesses that the idea of being more sustainable is increasingly important. And that is only escalating based on some research you guys have done, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's a very comprehensive research report, and lots of good nuggets in there, but maybe I'll pull out the few that really stuck with me.
Please.
And the first half of the report's really looking at employees and the role of sustainability in engaging employees. And it's very critical today. We're finding the younger generations are much more aware of this stuff and are increasingly demand that their employers participate in sustainability practices. And in fact, one statistic, 76% of Canadians believe that brands should be proactive in the environmental impacts of their products and do more than following existing regulations. So we know, and certainly from HP's perspective, our own employees tell us this loud and clear. Mm-hmm. So it's great to see this data backing that up, that employees expect companies to be leading with sustainability, and they want the companies that they buy from to be doing that as well.
So that certainly takes sustainability into a new dimension, in that now you're not just talking about doing what's right by the earth, by your organization, but by sort of the future talent of your organization. This is something that can certainly be impactful in terms of who you're able to hire going forward.
Not only hire, so getting them in the door is the first thing, but keeping them engaged, so that retention,
fair enough,
particularly important. And then looking for the business benefits there. I mean, we know that hiring a new employee is pretty expensive to do if
Absolutely.
Somebody leaves the organization. But when we start to think about procurement and taking the total cost of ownership into account of any good or service, and actually we think services are better than goods, you start to see there are business benefits as well, as opposed to just the employee attraction and retention benefits, which is pretty significant. And traditionally, procurement, particularly in Canada, has not really taken that full cost of ownership into account.
Mm.
And there are hidden costs, and you could do this with many different products. The simplest one would be an energy-using product. So, of course, printers are energy-using products. Not taking into account the cost to operate those products while you have them, but then also managing the end of life or end of first life. And so those costs become a thing that the company has to pay, but they're not counted for in the front end purchase price.
Right.
And when we move into supplies, there's a tendency to go for cheaper counterfeit cartridges. And yes, sure, they're cheaper at the front end, but the problems that you incur along the life cycle of those products are pretty significant. And if you then add on top of that, so your costs are increased during the life of that product. And then if you add on to that the fact that most counterfeit cartridges do not get recycled, even though those resources could and should be used because the counterfeit companies don't offer recycling processes, you've got a double whammy there.
The whole sort of lifetime issue around supplies, both what you describe in terms of the business costs in terms of being able to hire, retain, and engage people, and sort of the hard costs of unit failures and reduced lifetimes and those sorts of things, are these concepts that you find the average customer and the average HP reseller understands well, or is this still something that we need to work on sort of building education and awareness around?
I think there's definitely room for education, and mm-hmm. it's really interesting when you see customers who've actually analyzed their costs of using counterfeit cartridges.
Yeah.
They very clearly make a decision to go with original HP cartridges because they see those costs. And I think it's a little bit of a, you know, if you pay attention, you will see those savings, but so often they're not, those savings aren't counted.
It's not captured.
I'll give you a good example. Yeah. If you just think about paper, for instance, TD did a study a few years ago, and because they're a bank, they're measuring these kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
For every dollar they spend bringing paper into an organization, they spend 10 more moving it around, which is kind of obvious when you think about it, but nobody counts those other $10.
Right.
So that's just a, you know, a simple example of where those hidden costs that the organization as a whole is paying, and particularly if you're thinking about technical IT staff having to go and fix printers, that's a real waste of time. Right? Yeah. You should be using your highly skilled IT people to be doing something that helps the business.
Yeah, and as a partner, as especially if you're in any kind of managed services or managed print mode, anything that requires technicians to, you know, it's sort of the simple calculus is truck rolls are cost, and cost is the enemy when you're at a fixed paper page or paper use kind of basis.
Absolutely. You know, the customer almost outsources that headache back to you because you're on that fixed cost, right? So it's very much in your interest if you're a managed print service provider from a channel perspective to be going with original supplies for sure.
Right on. So I'm hearing the supplies, I'm hearing sort of the consideration of end of life. What else should channel partners be thinking about in terms of building more sustainability into the print services and print infrastructure they're offering their customers?
Well, I think we have to tackle that elephant of, you know, is all print bad? No. there are lots of opportunities. I mean, there is still some printing that's done that doesn't need to be done. But if you are choosing to print, the first thing you do is eliminate unnecessary print. And then when you choose to print, you're printing what's necessary. And if you're going to do that, you want to print it with the highest quality possible, because you don't want to have to reprint if you've got smears, smudges, dots in the wrong places, which is what the counterfeit cartridges give you. And when we look at a life cycle assessment, the biggest impact from printing is the paper use. And if you have to reprint, you blow out of the water any of the cost and environmental benefits of using a counterfeit cartridge. So, you know, this whole thing of minimizing or eliminating unnecessary print and then printing just what you need with the highest quality, attention to the footprint, and, you know, obviously the energy usage too, to give you the best environmental output, and then obviously eventually recycling those paper products once you've finished with them.
All right. What have you seen work, or what are your thoughts on tactics or strategies that can work for partners to get these ideas over with customers who may be resistant?
Well, procurement is usually where the rubber meets the road. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously the average procurement person is very under-resourced, highly stressed, doesn't have time to think about this. So making it easy for them by giving them some help on even what questions to put in there, giving them a little bit of education. We've just worked with WWF Canada to produce a new guide called Buying Responsibly that helps people who don't know a lot about this kind of thing. It's about a 15 or so page guide. It's freely available to anybody who wants it. We'll make sure you get the URL to sort of start to get procurement people to think about this. I mean, most Canadians in the workplace today didn't have any education in sustainability. So these are new concepts to them, but they know it's the right thing and they all want to do the right thing. And this is what some of the data in the survey showed, that it's a bit of a breach of trust with your employees because they expect you to be buying safe, environmentally responsible products to bring into their office environments and that you are then doing the right thing by recycling them. And yet we're finding there's a gap there.
All right.
So it's trying to address that trust gap. It's trying to get the right questions into RFPs and the right metrics. So it's a little bit of educating, a little bit of leading and showing, and leveraging the tools and resources that HP makes available for you.
And yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like the tools are available, and we'll make sure that we have a link to that that guide that you discussed in the episode notes for this podcast. So if you're listening, you'll have a chance to get a hold of that and see if it is something that can help you in your own journey in working with customers.
So there's one more tool that I really would refer partners to. It's called a carbon footprint calculator.
Okay.
And this is a very powerful tool. It enables them to model in Canadian dollars by province The costs and the greenhouse gas footprint of running an old fleet versus a new fleet, an existing fleet with changes like auto on-off or auto duplexing. What does that do to change the carbon footprint? And we're finding increasingly that customers are asking for this information because they are now having to report on their sustainability goals and outputs. So again, when you're in a contract negotiation for a managed print services deal, this is a really important differentiator that we can help partners with. We can also provide reports for partners on that.
I want to talk a little bit of sort of the broader picture of sustainability and sort of get, pick your brain a little bit on sort of what's sort of the cusp, what are you working on and thinking on in the way of sort of what do you see as the next wave of the sustainability issue for businesses?
Well, sustainable procurement in particular, we're seeing stakeholders of all sorts, whether it's customers, employees, investors, starting to ask the questions about how you manage your supply chain. And that's really who are you buying from and how well managed is that? There's a lot of risk in supply chains if you're not managing them. And frankly, the simplest way to green your own organization is to purchase from someone who's already done that, which is why our own employees are telling us it is, you know, nearly 100% of our employees when we survey them tell us it's really important that we're a leader in sustainability. And, you know, nearly the same amount think that it's important to our customers. So that's, you know, we've always focused on this for our 80-year history, but we've increasingly started to tell customers and partners and employees about the work that we do. We were just listed as one of Canada's greenest employers for the 12th year in a row this week. So very exciting. And we continue to look to drive leadership and help customers at all levels focus on this sustainable procurement piece, because it really is the missing link. Even where we see organizations that have strong sustainability goals, the procurement department, for whatever reason, is not really reflecting those in how they buy. And that's the piece I'm very much focused on today.
And that's a great little tidbit to throw out there too, especially for partners who are in terms of their nature a supply chain entity. If the easiest way to green your organization as a customer is to purchase from a green supplier in the supply chain, if you're a channel provider who's providing print infrastructure or print services, that suggests that if you are early, among the first to this opportunity and addressing, making yourself aware of the issues around sustainability and solving for these problems, that's a potentially pretty strong differentiator for a channel partner.
I would absolutely say so. And HP is here to support them in getting there, learning what they need to learn. We have our own blue carpet education system, which does contain environmental and sustainable impact materials, and we continue to add to that. We see that as a key role in helping the channel partners not only sell more effectively, but reduce their own footprint and save as well.
All right. Brilliant. It covered a lot of territory and certainly some stuff for solution providers to think about. I appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for a informative conversation, Frances.
Well, thank you, Rob. Very much appreciated it.
There you have it. Thoughts on making print more sustainable with Frances Edmond of HP. I'd like to thank Frances for taking the time to chat and thank you for listening. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week, hopefully with a more fully voiced host. Until then, we'd appreciate if you'd take a minute to rate and review our show in your podcast app of choice. And of course, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.